Okay, it's time for episode number 275, and of course, this will be the obligatory Christmas show. I say obligatory, but I'm looking forward to this because I do like Christmas music. We've got some Coldplay coming up, yeah, some Sean Colvin, and three different bands who do Christmas songs as the Beatles. It's awesome. There's a whole subgenre. All this and more?
Coming up right now on Coverville.
All right, good job.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is December 19th, 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. I'm happy to say that I have a special guest in the studio tonight.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Tristan.
Very good. Yes, Tristan is going to be joining me for this special Christmas edition of the show. He's been wanting to get on the show for a while, and I didn't think the ska episode was appropriate to have him on there, or some of the requests. But I thought Christmas, hey, it would be a good time to have Tristan on the show. So, are you excited about Christmas?
Yes,
How many days is it until Christmas? Do you know?
I'm going to guess it's 4 days or five.
It's 6 days.
Oh.
Actually,
okay.
5 days until Christmas Eve. And because of all the different families we have to go to, we actually do open some presents on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is there anything you're hoping to get?
Yep.
What is that?
Well, I would like some knights.
Some knights? Some, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, knights and horses and dragons and
castles,
things like that. Yep.
Catapults.
Yeah, catapults. Okay. Cool. All right, well, we'll get back to talking to Tristan about Christmas in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and get some music going here. We're going to start off with a track that I'd never heard the original of, although it fits right into that whole power pop genre that I really like and that I base the whole Not Lame show on. Tommy Keen did the original version of this song. It's a song called It's Christmas Day, and it's performed here by the fantastic Billy Coulter. Here's Billy Coulter with It's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. When I look into your eyes.
like Christmas time's arrived. When I look at you, it's Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Possum Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
Haremos un hombre de nieve, por él tiene que parecer. Es casado usted, grita el hombre, parece usted celo si está aquí.
Later on we'll conspire, as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
That is Steve Taylor. Now, when I was younger, probably in high school, a friend of mine turned me on to Steve Taylor's music. And neither he nor I were religious. Steve Taylor is a Christian artist. But there was something about his music that it didn't really fit with what I thought the Christian music genre was. I mean, he... unlike other Christian artists that I had heard, every song wasn't about religion. Every song wasn't about God. He had kind of a sarcastic wit and a very clever sense of lyric writing. Hey, bud, don't hit the microphone, okay?
Okay.
All right. He had a very, I don't know, like I said, a kind of a sarcastic wit, and had all of his old albums, lost them all on cassette, but recently found... the thanks to a listener, thanks to Mike in Nashville, found the collection called Now the Truth Can Be Told, which has everything spanning his whole career, including this was the last song he did before he retired as a solo artist, Winter Wonderland, performed there with a mariachi band that he hired from the Yellow Pages. And it wasn't until they arrived in the studio that he asked them if they would sing that third verse in Spanish.
Yep.
Isn't that cool? Okay, you gotta stay close to the microphone. You can't wiggle around like that, bud. That you gotta thank Mike from Nashville for suggesting that one. And then before that, we heard Billy Coulter from the album Susan's Songs doing a cover of Tommy Keane's "It's Christmas Day," and I'm gonna play some other stuff from Tommy Keane. I'm sorry, from Billy Coulter in the new year in 2007, and we'll see what you think of that. It'll be Uncovered Gems because he doesn't have any other covers, but pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
So you're not going to just sit there and say yep the whole time, are you?
No.
I'm going to ask you some questions now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So are there things that you don't want for Christmas? We've talked about what you're hoping to get for Christmas. You want some nights and things like that.
Yeah, there is one thing I hope I don't get for Christmas.
What's that?
A Barbie or something like that.
A Barbie
girly
doll? Uh-huh.
I don't want a girly.
No Barbie.
Thing.
You don't even want that new Barbie dog that that eats and poops?
A Barbie dog that eats and poops? That's just icky.
All right, fair enough. Okay, well, think about more things that you want for Christmas, and we'll get to some more music here. This is a cover of Big Star. Now, this is part of a musical benefit. Mm-hmm. This is really, really cool that David Miller, who did the Hello Radio, They Might Be Giants collection. Why do you keep saying yep? You just really want to talk, don't you?
I guess so.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me do some talking for a couple minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. David Miller's label, DLO Records, is releasing a version of Big Star's Jesus Christ, performed by Mike Mills of REM and Sally Ellison of the band Hem. Now, if you remember a few shows ago, I actually called Hem a her, but it's really a them. And Sally Ellison is the lead singer of the band Hem. It's an exclusively online release, and it's available through iTunes, eMusic, and Rhapsody. All the proceeds from the release are going towards a nonprofit organization called the Red Apple Foundation. I'm going to donate some money to thank them for letting me play this track on the show. And I encourage you, if you like this track, and Big Star, I get a lot of requests for, so hopefully a lot of you will like this track. I encourage you to go over to iTunes and pick up a copy yourself. Here's Jesus Christ, performed by Mike Mills of REM and Sally Ellison of Hem.
I miss her. I hear children singing. Felt like Christmas time. In these frozen and silent nights, sometimes in a dream, you appear outside under the purple sky. Diamonds in the snow sparkle. And our hearts were singing. It felt like Christmas time. Miles is very far through the snow. I think of you wherever you go. 2,000 miles is very far through the snow. I think of you wherever you go. She's gone. Snow came falling down, gets colder day by day. I miss you. I hear people singing. It felt like Christmas time. I heard people singing. It felt like Christmas time. I heard people singing. It felt like Christmas time. I hear people singing. It felt like Christmas time.
That's Christmas Time is Here. performed there by Sean Colvin. That comes from a KBCO CD release. Before that, oh, actually, hey, Tristan, where's that? What's that Christmas song from?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's right, yes. Before that, you heard Coldplay with their cover of The Pretenders, 2,000 Miles. And then we start off the set with Mike Mills from REM and Sally Ellison from HEM doing a duet benefit for the Red Apple Christmas benefit, a cover of Big Star's Jesus Christ. All right, so Tristan, wanted to ask you, what's your favorite Christmas present that you got from that you've gotten in years past? Like, what's your favorite thing that you can remember?
That's pretty tough because I have probably
get close to the microphone.
I have a lot of stuff I liked from Christmas.
Uh huh.
One of the things I liked was knights. I got like 3 knights.
Uh huh. Yeah, those are cool. You like having those? Like doing the. You have a wooden castle that you got, and you play with the knights on the castle and have battles and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. I like that. What else?
Well, I do like... I got a skateboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? How are you on that?
Well, I'm not really good, but I could do, like, stuff on it, just not, like, on my feet.
But yeah, you sit down on the skateboard.
I really just sit and lay on it.
Uh-huh. That's all right. It takes practice.
Take it to roll down my driveway.
Yep. What else? Anything else that you really like that you've gotten for Christmas? Okay. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can't hear you when you shrug.
Okay.
All right, let's get back into some music here. Doing a cover of the Burl Ives tune "Holly Jolly Christmas." Here are the old 97s with "Holly Jolly Christmas."
We'll have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if it will snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you're walking down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. We'll have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if it will snow, but have a cup of cheer. Well, have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you're walking down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, I guess her once for me. Well, have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Yeah, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come, come ye, oh come ye.
Twisted Sister, borrowing just as much from O Come All You Faithful, the traditional Christmas cover, as much as We're Not Gonna Take It, which is funny because I always thought that the melody to We're Not Gonna Take It sounded an awful lot like O Come All You Faithful. So it's finally, the truth can finally be told. They're one and the same song. That comes from the Twisted Christmas CD that just came out this year. Actually, not bad, I gotta say. I picked it up, and thanks to a listener named Travis who suggested I give it a listen. It's, I hate to say it, but it's not bad. And then before that, you heard Holly Jolly Christmas performed by the Old 97s.
Hey, Dad, what's your favorite toys when you were a kid?
My favorite toys like that I got for Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I had a bicycle. I had my first 10-speed bicycle.
That's kind of cool.
Which was really cool. I got a lot of Star Wars figures. I had a... golly, that was... speaking of Star Wars, it was a Christmas out in Brush, which is way out east in Colorado.
It takes 100 miles to get there.
It does. My grandmother got me a snow speeder from Star Wars.
What's that?
That's, in the second movie in The Empire Strikes Back, how they're flying over the snow and attacking the walkers, the big AT-ATs.
I don't think I remember
that. They're in the snow. You know, like how there's the big walking things that are going through the snow that are shooting.
Oh, I think...
And they fly and they buzz around them. Oh, it looks like this.
I've got one of those right here. I'm going to ask you about that right there.
I've got one right here.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, so the things that fly around and buzz around the legs and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got one of those.
They're like those big walking creepy things.
Exactly. Yes.
They're kind of cool.
That was really cool.
Wait, how big was it?
It was about 5 or 6 inches wide. It was the big plastic one that the action figures would fit into.
Oh.
So you know how big the Star Wars action figures are? You know how...
Yep.
So they would fit in there like it was real size to them.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. And it had a launcher, a grappling hook launcher on the back so you could... You can make
it
fly around the cat and tie the cat's legs together.
Okay.
Kind of cool. All right. Okay, for the last three tracks here, I'm going to play a subgenre of the Christmas cover that just blew me away to find so many bands that do a very similar thing, but they all do have their own unique style in doing it. Last year, I played a track by The Buddies. I got to thank Dan Klass from The Bitterest Pill for turning me on to them. I'm going to play another track by The Buddies, but the subgenre is bands that perform Christmas songs as the Beatles. And, man, there are a lot. So we're going to start off with The Buddies. I'm only going to play three songs, so don't think that I'm going to play like 12 or something here. The first one we're going to start off with is The First Noel. Here are The Buddies.
The First Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay. In fields where they lay a keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, Noel. On a cold winter's night that was so
the weather outside is frightful, but the fire's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow.
That is Let It Snow. Yes, Tristan, that's why I gave you the wave. I'm turning the microphone on. Let It Snow, done as Let It Be. That is Dr. Renner and Die A-Street Band, a German group. And I was looking, I tried to find in my notes where I'd gotten that. Somebody had sent that to me just recently, and I apologize if it was you. And I'd forgotten, but thank you for whoever submitted that one. Before that, you heard White Christmas, which was done as Ticket to Ride, with a little bit of John Lennon's Happy Xmas, War Is Over. And then before that, you heard The First Noel, All My Lovin' by The Buddies from their 12 Greatest Carols album, which came out in 2000. And that's going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Tristan, do you have anything more you want to say?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. We didn't really plan anything for you to say. You could wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a Happy New Year.
Very cool. All right. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Some quick notes. Coverville Idol. Don't forget about the 1973 edition of Coverville Idol. Get your tracks into me by January 15th, so you've got a little over a month to put those together if you want to contribute. Also, the Coverville Countdown 2006 is going to start on Thursday. Voting as of me uploading this show is closed, so I'm going to start compiling the votes and also putting together a song scramble so that we can give away a prize on the during the countdown.
Yep.
Yep. You excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tristan, for being part of the show.
Thank you, too.
All right. And until Thursday, until we speak again, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for
Same
listening.
With Tristan.
And Tristan says that just about covers it for tonight, too. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a member of the Backbeat. I'm sorry, proud member. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CashFly.